American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Paranorm Girl Podcast presents Spectral Shorts, Volume 2. The best cure for those hot summer nights may just be a true tale where the unknown comes alive in your mind and chills you to the bone. Well, just call me Dr. Paranorm Girl. It's time to take your dose. Settle in now and enjoy the second installment of Spectral Shorts, a limited series where the ordinary meets the extraordinary, told by the voices of those who have experienced the supernatural firsthand. Our first tale comes to us by way of Francine from Bisbee, Arizona.
Hello, I'm Francine Powers. I'm from Bisbee, a Bisbee native, and I'm an author, historian, a paranormal investigator. I've been dealing with ghosts since I was about 5 or 6 years old. So through the years, I wrote the first book about ghosts in Bisbee back in 2004. And then now I've written 3 more books and covering Cochise County and mostly Bisbee, but Haunted Bisbee and Wicked Bisbee in its dark history. There's no ghost in that one. But I can share a story. So I'll start with my very first one. And that's in my home up Tombstone Canyon. And that's where my first home. And we actually had so much paranormal activity, and this is in the early 70s, that we got the Catholic Church involved. And the Tucson Diocese actually gave permission to do an exorcism on a structure. So let me go back. When we first started noticing some things, it was just like, you know, footsteps, lights turning off and on. And so my mother, we're Catholic, and she invited the priest over from St. Patrick's Church, which is a beautiful church down in about 2 miles away from our house. And the priest came over. He was a tall man. And the darkest part of the house was actually in the attic, and we would hear fighting, you know, fights going on, fist fights. And so my parents sent him up there. And so it was a steep staircase. He went up. My dad was following him. And as he was going up, the priest was praying. But as soon as he got to the level, because it was just, you know, an open attic, he stopped and he told my dad to stop. You know, he motioned for him to stop. And he started praying louder and louder. Then he turned around and he was coming down the steps and he got shoved from behind. He fell all the way down the steps into the door. And he was a very tall man. He got up. His face was drained. So he went back to the church. They had a meeting with the bishop of the Tucson Diocese. And they came back. And it was the priest. It was an exorcist, but it was a priest. And we did the whole mass in our home. And you can read more about it in my book, Haunted Bisbee, before I give it all up. But it stayed with me, you know, for my entire life. And it is true, Bisbee is very haunted. But you just got to be careful, you know, if you're going to be very serious about spending money and going ghost hunting. You just got to be careful on the sites to make sure, you know, there's a lot of research done on it. It's true stories. It's easily found, you know, anybody can research. But I'm also part of a new app. It's called the Bisbee Ghost App. And
Where did he go?
I guess I'll talk for him. So Chris Whitney and myself, he's the owner of the app, and we're writing about the same thing about pretty much about my books, but it's a different way because it's visual. You can listen to the stories. It's more romantic storytelling, but it's true history and true ghost stories. So it's a Bisbee ghost app. And do you want to say something about the ghost app?
The ghost app is the most factual ghost app in the United States. Yeah, no, it's going to be, it's kind of like a self-guided digital tour that you can just get on your phone. And it's cool thing is it's not going to be static. So, like, I think we have close to about 50 stories in the app right now, but that's always expanding. So it gives you a way to explore the history of Bisbee without being tied down to tour schedules and having to deal with a guide, and you can do it on your own time. And if you're visually impaired or hearing impaired, you know, you can listen to it. You don't have to rely on having to hear the guide. And so it's going to be really cool. We just launched on the Apple App Store today, and then Google is coming along. We'll get it on to the Google Play Store here soon. So yeah, it's available now, like $3.99. You get all the stories, and we're going to have a lot more features coming in. It has the sensor built into the app too. So there's other ghost apps, but they don't really tie into the history of the town. So now we're trying to separate ourselves that way.
Thank you, Francine. I have also lived in a few homes I would qualify as having been haunted. There are certainly strange things afoot, taking place in areas we are meant to feel safe and secure. But a physical attack from something unseen, ghostly footsteps and fist fights, this is next level terrifying stuff. And I know how difficult a process it is to be given the green light for an exorcism to be initiated. For that to have been the case on your childhood home, I know the situation was more than serious. And thank you, Chris, for informing us about the Bisbee Ghost app. A good portion of my audience are investigators of the paranormal. I have already downloaded the app, and I recommend they do so as well. The stories included, along with the symptoms of current-day hauntings, certainly paint a chilling and intriguing picture of Bisbee. My heart aches, in particular, for Lizzie Femison and her reported sorrowful wails that now pierce the night. Our next entry is from Francine's son. Experience with the paranormal may at times prove to be a family affair. Welcome Randy Powers of Tucson, Arizona.
My name is Randy Powers. I'm from Bisbee, Arizona, currently living in Tucson. So the kind of main paranormal I see is in my house. There I see a kind of light gray shadow kind of like peeking around, kind of watching. It's, I don't know what it is, but it's just always been there since I've moved into the house. So I think it started when I was like 10. Or like, I don't remember what age it was, most likely 10. I was in my old room, and I kept seeing this tall black figure kind of peeking in from my doorway, just watching me. I was like, I mean, didn't really do much, just stood there. I stared at it, like, multiple times. Then recently, later down, like, the time there was, I saw a gray kind of figure, like kind of like peeking his head and then moves like hidden behind a wall. And I was standing in the living room and I just see it and it just move. And so I go walking over there seeing what it was. And both my parents were like, don't go over there. You don't know what it is. I was like, it's dead. What's the worst it can do? So, and then I was, like two nights later, I was laying in my bed with, about to go to sleep, and I just felt something watching me. And I looked over to my door, and the same kind of figure was standing behind my door. It was fully pressed up against the door, and I don't know, like, what it was, but it was standing there. So I went outside to my living room, told my mom. She went over with her rosary. She went to where I saw it, and she got goosebumps. That's the tame one. So the most, I'd say, stupid idea I had was to go out at night and to a park with two other of my friends with a spirit box and do an investigation, see if we can't get anything. So we sat down at a bench with Ramada over us, and we turned on the spirit box, and one of my other friends had soundproof headphones, and I had the great idea of doing the Estes method. So since it was my idea, they said, like, you should do the Estes method, and we'll ask the questions. So I said, that sounds fair, so. And, like, I also kind of wanted to see if we can't get anything. So I think I had the headphones on for, like, 30 seconds. I said some things in... I can't remember what it was, but I remember saying the number 6. And I believe they were asking how many, like, spirits were around. And, like, after that, I got, like, weird sensations. I just took the headphones off and, like, all of it dissipated. I don't know what it was, but it was a fun time, I will say.
Thank you, Randy, for sharing your experiences. I spent the first season of my show investigating shadow figures for myself. At the time, and to this day, there aren't many entities that terrify me to the core, more than a featureless, intelligent void in the shape of a person, even if they do nothing but stand there, watching. As for your experience using the Estes method to communicate and hearing that particular number, with as many shadow figures as seem to be hanging specifically around you, it does not surprise me that you would communicate with such a large entourage. Now, not all interactions with the other side are terrifying or heartbreaking. Sometimes they can be uplifting and a good reminder that those we love, though they may not be physically with us, are still around, still looking out, and able to help us in ways no one else can. Our next and final account is a good example of this. I hope you enjoy this one told by his and hers paranormal investigator, Liz Katz, from Phoenix, Arizona.
I am Liz Katz, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm with His and Hers Paranormal. We're a husband and wife team. I've seen things, heard things, experienced things my entire life. So I recognize now that I'm somewhat of a medium or a sensitive. And for the longest time, I just questioned myself, kind of questioned my sanity. But I've experienced enough now, especially with all the equipment, that I know I'm not crazy, so my craziest story, most mind-blowing story for me personally, has been when my father passed away about 3 years ago, and it was very sudden. He had a heart attack. So he left us with a lot of unanswered questions, the biggest of which for me was, how do I get into your phone? because I wanted all of the photos of him on there, and he was a musician. He played the violin. So it dawned on me I didn't have any videos of him playing. So I knew he had those in the phone. So I was like, I have to get into this phone. So I tried every pet name, anything family related, anything relating to my mom or his parents. And we could not figure out this passcode. The phone eventually started locking me out. It wouldn't let me try again for, 12 minutes, 15 minutes. Then we'd have to, you have to wait 24 hours before you can try again, 48 hours before you can try again. So I took my phone into AT&T, and there was nothing they could do about it except just reset the phone. But then that erases everything that's in there and would defeat the purpose of my trying to get in to begin with. So I had done everything for about a month, losing my mind trying to get into this phone, except ask him myself. There are something like 11 million potential combinations to get into this phone, because there are 4 digits, 5 digits, up to 8 digits, right? So there are millions of possibilities. So I eventually sat down and just asked him flat out myself, and I got some dowsing rods out. And if you're not familiar with dowsing rods, they're basically copper sticks that will move. And I asked if the first number was a 1. And the rods opened for a yes. So I wrote that down. Okay, is the next number a 2? They crisscrossed for no. Is the next number a 3? They opened for yes. And I went on with this process until I got 4 digits. I plugged those 4 digits into the phone, and it unlocked. It unlocked, and I screamed. This was at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I ran into our bedroom, woke up my husband screaming, crying. I just ran in there like, I got into the phone. And, you know, he's all delirious. Like, what is going on? but, yeah, so I got into that phone, and I now have all of those photos and all the videos that I wanted. And the sweetest thing was that most of what was in his phone were photos of me and photos of me and our kids.
A 1 in 11 million odds. I hope you think back to the story the next time you doubt that your loved one is still with you. If they need to get a message across the very vastness of time, space, or even reality, they will find a way. Whether you get into your car and the radio is playing a special song you shared with them, or you find a penny with their birth year on it, or divining rods give you your 1 in 11 million answer, rest assured they have their ways of communicating. Thank you, Liz, for your wonderful story. That will conclude Volume 2 of our summer mini-series, Spectral Shorts. You can look forward to the next volume in 2 weeks. And please stay tuned as we creep closer to the Season 7 premiere, airing September 3rd. If you have enjoyed today's program, please help the show reach new ears by leaving a rating and nice review. Tell me and others what you loved so much about it, and if you would like to hear more just like it. I am still on my much-needed summer break and spending my free time doing all of the regular day-to-day activities I truly enjoy, like having dinner with family and friends, working in my garden, and reading books about strange scientific facts and simulation theory. That's right, I do that for fun and relaxation. However, I am still active and can still be reached on the internet in a variety of ways. Please message me through social at ParanormGirlPod or send an email to ParanormGirlPod@gmail.com. I also invite you to join my Patreon community and enjoy many of the perks and special updates and announcements from me over there. There is a free trial membership for those interested in taking a peek before officially joining. And finally, you can catch me live the first Saturday of every month on the show Beer, Booze, and Boogeymen. Our next episode will be airing on August 3rd, just a week away. We accept live calls, story submissions, and voice messages. We also drink paranormally themed beer and talk paranormal with our special brand of humor and camaraderie. I hope to see some of you there on the next airing. Better yet, I hope to pick up your call. Beer, Booze, and Boogeymen has also launched a Kickstarter in an effort to cover some of the travel costs and fees associated with a very special live-streamed event we are holding on September 28th. A Night at the Night House is taking place in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, home of Edgar Casey's gravesite, home of the Hopkinsville Goblins, and also home to the very spooky, very haunted Night House, in which myself and my co-hosts will be investigating live and staying overnight. The tiers that we currently have offer some pretty sick perks, like exclusive links to behind-the-scenes setup, historic research of the property, additional bonus content from our investigation, and even an opportunity for you, the viewer, to participate in our investigation via an RPG-type scenario. Pick your favorite co-host and try to test their mettle by sending them to the spookiest part of the house or property to investigate alone. You have the option to choose what equipment, if any, they take with them, and make suggestions as to what they should do or ask of the night house spirits. This might be one of my favorite perks of the entire campaign, and it starts at just $25. Not bad for an opportunity to scare the bejesus out of yours truly. And trust, I'm all talk until I'm locked in a dark closet with nothing but my own paranoia and something unseen starts moaning. Probably will not be my finest moment, but I will do it for your entertainment. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back with the next Spectral Shorts in 2 weeks. Until then, stay safe, keep the nightlight on, and sleep with one eye open.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.